Aircheckdownloads.com. Radio 1
Weather Check. Right, today's weather, if I can sort it out, looks a wee bit like this. The weather forecast for the whole of the UK, England and Wales dry apart from a little bit of drizzle in the Lake District and North Wales. Most western parts remaining cloudy in central, southern and eastern areas. And patchy fog is going to lift. Lovely sunrise this morning. Beautiful. Most districts have some sunshine. Northern Ireland staying generally cloudy. A little bit of drizzle in places. In Scotland, eastern districts bright. Sunny spells at first, but most areas be cloudy with occasional rain a bit later on. In the north and west, those will extend southwards. You still with me? Generally mild northwesterly winds bringing colder, showery weather to the Northern Isles. And the outlook for tomorrow and Saturday, dry over much of England and Wales, rain at times in Scotland and later in Northern Ireland. I enjoy that. Don't understand a word of it, but I have a lot of fun doing it. It's very nearly 7:05. Here's Catch Goo Goo, number 6 this week, Too Shy. Catch Goo Goo, Too Shy, Shy, Hush, Hush, Shy, Do I. It's 7:08. It's Thursday morning, and the only way I can actually describe to you what it's like wearing a pair of someone else's headphones, it's like getting up in the morning and having to put someone else's trousers on because you can't find your own. And it's like, I know what it's like. It's like having to get up and use a totally different brand of toothpaste and a new shaped toothbrush. You only get a new toothbrush and suddenly it's a completely different shape. And you think, oh, which feels so strange in my mouth. I mean, I don't actually have the headphones in my mouth. Not that they wouldn't fit. It's Leo Sayer. It's 7:08. And this is Orchard Road. Oh, I like that. I like that. From Ilkley in West Yorkshire, Sylvia Hopwood dropped me a note to say, having just sung your jingle at Leeds Railway Station on my return journey from London, bringing back a bag of Vegemite, I thought I'd write to you to say that we're launching Vegemite up here in Ilkley very shortly, and we're hoping to get Rolf Harris to actually come up and perform the opening ceremony. Well, it's good to know that Vegemite's going to be launched in Ilkley. It's 7:13. It's Thursday morning. Bit of a frost out this morning. Did you notice the frost? Bit nippy. Got outside in just the shirt and pullover, and then noticed the car was covered in frost. Dreadful. Dreadful. And people have increasingly been sending songs in over the last week, and it's very fortunate that this particular moment I've actually brought the guitar in, which I know you're going to enjoy. I'm just wrestling with a few chords at the moment, and when I've sorted them out, the treat will be all yours. It's 7:14. Here's one that dives back to 1966. Bob Lind at Elusive Butterfly. Bob Lynn chasing the bright, elusive butterfly of love. Oh, they were so pedantic in them days, weren't they? It's nearly 7:17. And from Southport in Merseyside, very fortunate I brought the guitar in today because Carol Smith wrote to me, says, talking of Burt Whedon. Were we talking about Burt Whedon? Well, we can do. 6 years ago, I had the honour of staying in the same corridor as Burt for a whole week. Never could actually afford the room, couldn't Burt. Always slept in the corridors. The mega maestro himself was filming the Blackpool Bonanza show at the hotel, and I actually saw him perform live on stage. And sometimes he had his guitar with him, yes. And we'll always remember a line from the show when Paul Daniels... Paul Daniels? You mean you could see him from the stalls where you were sitting? He introduced Burt as Burt Whedon, half man, half toilet. That's the sort of thing Paul Daniels would say. Could you say hello to all those at Southport Tech, especially the hotel and catering mob? That's the TEC Hotel Management Bunch, and Maria and Debbie and my lovable boyfriend, Paul Horan. Hi there, lovable. How you doing? I'll put you on the pile. I'll send you something for that wonderful story about Bert. It's 7:18. Lads, you spend all week on Primrose Hill. That's madness. Tomorrow's just another day. It's 7:21. From Lutterworth in Leicestershire, Rod Bell signs himself Yours in Thirst. And he's one of the Lutterworth Rugby Football Club team who are just about ready for their Easter tour of Devon. And he says, here are a copy of the rules and the fines. This is great, actually. The tour rules. You know what rugby clubs are like anyway. Most of the time drunk and hardly any rugby played. So the rules are as follows. This is wonderful. On the word flash being called by the flasher-in-chief, that's C. Wilson, every tour member present will drop his trousers. This is a practice often put about by rugby people. You may well have seen them doing it. They think it's funny. At the time, it often is. because they're always drunk. The last person or persons to drop their trousers will be fined £1. Any other person other than the flasher-in-chief saying flash will also be fined £1. Take plenty of money with you, lads. To brighten up the flashing, a pair of different coloured underpants will be worn each day. Friday, red, Saturday, green, Sunday, white, Monday, blue. Failure to observe the above rule will result in the fine of £1. As on the last tours, left and right-handed drinking will apply to any type of drinks. Friday and Sunday, you must use the left hand. Saturday and Monday, the right hand. Fine, 50 pence for each offence. On Friday evening, tourists will wear odd shoes. The rule will cease at 6 o'clock. Fine, £1. Sunday, bow ties. The rule will cease at midnight. Fine, £1. By this time, you're broke, drunk, fed up, headache, and want to go home. And lost all the matches. On Monday, the tourists will wear any type of hat. Bowler hat, sun hat, top hat, trilby hat, pom-pom. Fine. For not doing so, £1. What a wonderful club it is. Do you actually get any rugby played as well, or is it just fun and games the whole time? It's 22 minutes past 7. Here are the Tudors, the new record Tied Up with Lou Cool. That's the new single from the Tudors. You know, Tempo Tudor, that bunch, just now abbreviated to the Tudors. And Tied Up with Lou Cool, and that's on Stiff. That's goody, and that's a newie. It's 26 minutes past 7. Notice these glib words just roll off my tongue. Symes this morning featuring the hits and headlines of 1970 and 1982. Scorpios, Sagittarians, our tunes, tears, laughter, all human life on Symes' programme. Apart from Symes himself, of course. 11:30, it's a bit of hang about, leave it out, will you? Pow. There. 2 o'clock. I'm all right, you all right? Let's go down to the Ideal Home exhibition, which should be all right. All right, go along and say hello, Steve. You all right? I'm all right, mate. And he'll be meeting some of you down there. He might even walk amongst you and let you touch him on the shoulder and things like that. You can go home and tell your friends. 4:30, hello, mate, it's Peter Powell, including a couple of rounds of the record race. And Peter looks at tomorrow's Oxford Roadshow on BBC Two and reads some of the letters about last week's programme. 7 o'clock, it's a bit of ooh-ba-ba-doo-ba-dum, wee-wee, what's on? Sorry, Walters Weekly, well, it's a chimpanzee playing a gorilla. Well, not exactly a chimpanzee playing a gorilla, more a dead gorilla, actually. Poor old gorilla, eh? Things like that. I never understand, but it's always jolly good fun. David Jensen tonight featuring Wah and Sisters of Mercy in session. Maybe you were coming to Liverpool, it should be Sisters of Mercy. Ha ha ha. That's a Kid Jensen joke. Also, three of the best from Yazoo. I've lost the voice. Also, three of the best from Yazoo. Peely tonight. Mark and the Mambas, Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry in session. Sounds of gas, eh, chums? In the newsroom, Andrew Turner.
The world's leading oil producers look to be close to agreement on a new price cut. And the weather, mainly dry and sunny. And that's the news till 8:30, Mike.
I love school meals, don't you?
I've not had one for a long time.
Oh, they're smashing. Right, I'll let you go now, then.
OK.
You're obviously feeling talkative.
Yeah, I'm going for my breakfast.
It's 27 minutes to... to 8, yes. 8. Peter Tosh, his new single, Johnny Be Good. Chuck Berry wrote that, of course, being terribly knowledgeable. And the only person ever to have had a hit with Johnny Be Good in the charts is Jimi Hendrix. Just thought I'd chuck that in for nothing. I haven't read their letters yet, but Gracemount High School sent me loads and loads of letters. Haven't read one of them yet, but there was a bar of Caramac attached to the front one. And several gannets walked in and went, ooh, chocolate! And the whole thing was gone within seconds before I'd even picked up your letters. So I'll read those in a while, see if there's anything interesting in there. Somebody called Broggy wrote to me from Gosford Hill School in Kidlington in Oxfordshire, revising for exams. Also, could you give a mention to all those who are in the production of Alice Through the Looking Glass, as our first night is in March the 14th. I'm in it, says Broggy. I'm a can-can dancer. I don't quite actually recall the can-can dancers in Alice Through the Looking Glass. Still, the thing is, when you've got hordes of people that want to be in it, you say, all right, I'll tell you what, look, we'll have 6 caterpillars, 9 rabbits, 5 queens. That's enough of that. From Hazel Mandy and Dawn Carey, Christine Sue are also in it. Could you say hi to Munge or Monk, who worked out the disco routine? And please, could I have a mug? It's the second time I've written. You haven't sent a mug yet, you rat. That's from Maria Brogdon, known as Broggy to her friends. I'll send you a mug only if you have it in the play. I've always wanted to be an Alice Through the Looking Glass and never quite made it. One of my mugs in it will be just... be knit and never allowed to read out the nice bits. Please could you mention my sister Alison. She'll be 19 today. But not only is it her birthday, but I was born on the same day. Oh, what bad timing. Oh, I'll be 17. And it doesn't end there. Doesn't it end there? And on the same day, it's also Prince Edward's birthday. Yes, it is. You're right, actually. Happy birthday, Prince. He's not around, I don't think, but... say hi to everyone at the Royal Ballet School, to Abs and Tim, and I'll be très grateful. A little bit of French sneaking in there. From Fife in Scotland, Elaine says, could you please read this letter out, not in your B. Robertson voice, because not all Scots speak like him. Oh, they do. The whole lot of them. Have you ever heard? Everybody sounds like B. Robertson, except B. Robertson. Where is he? I haven't seen him around lately. I'm sure he must have... He's been making a film, I know. He's been making B.A. Come Home or something, but... oh, he'll be around soon. Like the proverbial bad... Oh, who said that? Wishing my brother Scott Barry a happy 21st. That's not B.A.'s, that's Elaine's. He's at Edinburgh University. Give him a mention, and everyone there. And not forgetting everyone who goes to my school, which is... Oh, drat, I can't pronounce it. I'm going to make a fool of myself. It's a high school in Glenrothes, anyway. It's Auchmuty. I don't know. I don't know how you pronounce it. What a twit. Also, I'm not on the scrounge for a mug. Oh, that's good, because I won't send you one. And could you play this?
Aircheckdownloads.com.